847-627. This hour brought to you by our friends at Buff City Soap. Go online at BuffCitySoap.com and just see. I love doing this. Ben Milstead, you've got me onto this. You know, I'm a big brick-and-mortar guy. I like brick-and-mortar stores, but you've got me on. Even if you're a brick-and-mortar guy, you should go on the website to see what the sales are and to see what the selection is before you go to a store that actually is just not going to get what you need. Buff City Soap has shown me that that's good. They've got Buff for the Holidays going on right now. It's a great sale. New festive scents, holiday gift sets, plant-based presents, all kinds of good stuff. They have candles, they have bar soap, they have body wash, they have all kinds of great things. Gift sets available. They've got the Narcissist Laundry Day gift set that includes, this is a great value. I've not seen this bundle before. I love this bundle. It's got the scent booster and the liquid laundry soap for a great, great discount right there. The Lady Shower Essentials, the let's see, what is this? This is Pink Sugar Body Mist. Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. Pink Sugar Body Mist, Body Lotion, Body Wash. Another one. Didn't know these existed, so I went to BuffCitySoap.com. Shops at Greenridge in Greenville and Harbor Village Shopping Center in Clemson.
I love that not everything in there is frou-frou smelling. They actually have some manly scents, too.
They do.
I don't know why the manly scent has to be called Narcissist, but, you know.
Lane Kiffin. Great transition.
I'd like the Kiffin, please.
And they would know. They would know. You know what? Tiger Harley says this. I'm going to go to the phones here. Tiger Harley says, but Qualk, you want to stay and finish to take the new job. Kind of like staying with the old girlfriend while seeing a new girlfriend. You know, this is where I do think, like, I saw some, like, college football is different, you know. Like, I just made a comparison to other people taking other jobs. It is a little different because of when you have to decide these things. I would just say don't make the choice then. Like, if college football is forcing you to not go win a national championship in pursuit of some fictitious national championship well into the future, then just don't do that.
The funniest part of this whole story to me is that I believe Lane Kiffin actually thought they were going to let him stay. He thought they would trust him enough to stay because he talked about guardrails. Son, you don't have guardrails. You have a hard time staying on the road. I mean, there are no guardrails for Lane Kiffin. There's a 0% chance they were letting him stay around that program.
Oh, yeah.
In this transition.
100%.
There may be other coaches that perhaps you would consider that. Lane is like the bottom of that list.
100%. And this goes back to Ole Miss. I said this in the last hour. Ole Miss hired Lane Kiffin and then realized they couldn't trust him. They really realized it in 22 when he flirted with Auburn and decided to stay. But that was like a huge deal. Because remember, we talked about it 3 years ago. The last coach that did that was Tommy Tuberville, who used to be the most hated guy in Oxford, Mississippi. Now I think Tommy Tuberville is second. I'm pretty sure Lane is number one.
Lane got a lot of number ones as he was leaving.
Yes, he did. Did you see the one story that was like most of them were college students in New Balances, but one guy brought his baby?
That's
baby in a stroller. Honey, this is what we do to traitors. You suck, Lane. Sweetheart, get your passy off the ground. Get your passy. We're going home. I mean, ball is life, man. Ball is life. How great is that?
If Hollis could talk, I feel like she's probably heard that in your living room before.
Yeah. No comment. Let's go to Old School, who's up with us next. What's up, Old School?
Quirk, how you doing this morning? This afternoon.
Doing great, man. It feels like morning to me, man.
I want to be in Old School's world where it's still morning. That must be nice, Old School.
I'm sorry about this, but I got a question to ask you, a couple of questions. Do you think that he would have stayed and coached the SEC championship if they had made it to the SEC?
See, like, no, I actually don't. I think he would have tried to push it off a week. I think he would have tried to make LSU wait. Because, like Ben said, I think Lane Kiffin just expected that whatever he asked for, he got. The statement that he made, too, by the way, that was a little different in tone than what he said to Marty Smith, which I really think it was great that he listened to the feedback on the prepared statement that he typed out in a Instagram and Twitter caption, and then or a graphic there, and then what he said to Marty Smith, where he basically was like, yeah, you know, I wanted to coach with guardrails, but my dirty old boss, he just basically wouldn't let me do it. You know, it was just kind of like he meandered through the sentence and was like, while I would have loved to stay, the mean old guy wouldn't let me. And that for sure didn't fly. But, yeah, I mean, I think that there was a report that – I mean, and he was saying that, like, the team wanted him to coach him, and then all the reporters are like, no. Like, everybody was excited about Pete Golding yesterday. They're not missing Lane Kiffin right now. They got their own stuff going on. There probably were some, but not widespread. There's no reason to believe that. And one more thing, old school in this. I mean, when you leave and when you sort of establish that I'm gonna try to have my cake and eat it too, and you've done this for weeks and weeks and weeks, you're telling your team to stay focused on the task at hand. Those players likely were tired of it. Like, at some point, Lane Kiffin was going to have to make a choice because the players and the other people in the building were getting tired of questions and comments about their head coach as opposed to what they were doing. So I think at some point, even if he had tried to stay, at some point, the circumstance would have caused him to make a choice, to pick a lane, pun intended.
Well, I was watching the Iron Bowl Saturday night, and I was torn between who did I want Georgia to face? Did I want them to face? I'm glad we facing Alabama because we need to get that off our back. But I was thinking that the Georgia actually match up better with Alabama, and I'll take the comments off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, old school. Appreciate the phone call. I think I would rather face Ole Miss, and this is why. Ben, Kalen DeBoer has done this before. If I'm Georgia, Kalen DeBoer has done this before. Kalen DeBoer has done this to me this year, to beat me like this. Lane did it to Georgia last year, but here's what I know about Lane, okay? Here's what I know about Lane. Lane is a teenager. Look around. Lane is a teenager. And he coaches like a teenager. This is why I say it is still preposterous to me that with all of the qualified coaches and all of the potential rising stars in the coaching industry, that there were three institutions of higher learning that were ready to pay this man who has yet to coach in a playoff game $13 million. He is such a cantankerous and flighty employee that he is the only coach who has been asked to leave two playoff teams. Nobody else has been asked to leave their playoff team. He has been asked to leave two of them. It's wild to me that Florida's like, you know, we need to get back on top, Lane. And LSU is like, you know, we hired a winner, but you know what would be better? A guy who hasn't won that much. Now, you've been at Ole Miss. Like, I get it. You've been at Ole Miss. And I've said that Ole Miss, he's won 50 games in 5 years at Ole Miss. That is a terrific accomplishment. I'm not trying to be smart, Lane Kiffin, for what he did at Ole Miss. But, man, there is no way that you can look at Lane Kiffin and go, you know what? Buttoned-up program, do things the right way, knows how to develop champions. That's my guy. Because there is absolutely zero, not even a fraction of evidence. There is zero evidence that Lane Kiffin knows how to run a championship program. Zero. Hasn't done it. Kalen DeBoer does run a championship operation. He does know how to function in a championship game. Kalen DeBoer is a grown-up. Kirby Smart is a grown-up. And Lane Kiffin is a teenager that can't help himself. Second and goal from the four. You've run it 10 times for 70 yards right down the field. Let's put a formation out there with four quarterbacks. Let's just see. Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo! We just have to do something crazy because I can't help myself. Like, he can't just line up and run at the 11th time. He's got to do something weird all the time. It's got to be about him. It's got to be about him. You don't win championships that way. Let's go to Tar Heel Chad, who's up with us next. What's up, Chad?
Lane is a very rich man, about to get richer. I didn't realize his buyout's $72 million. I was reading the contract this morning. just think about the hole that LSU has dug. Because you know in 48 to 72 months, you're going to be right back in the same spot.
Hey, let me say this too. Did you notice how the Republican governor's fiscal responsibility lasted until Election Day was over? And then all of a sudden, he signs a worse contract than the one he bemoaned that he had to pay to Brian Kelly after vowing he would never. We're not signing contracts like that again. He just signed a worse contract to Lane Kiffin than he ever did to Brian Kelly, who has played in championship games before.
Yeah, and basically they have to buy his house in Oxford, or they've got to cover the loss, which up to $500,000 on the way out.
Unbelievable.
Insane. Let me ask you a question, and I'm being serious, and this sounds crazy. Two things. One, I think Kiffin is the perfect coach for this time in college athletics because he is chaotic. The sport is chaotic. I think it fits it perfect. Just helter-skelter, wild, in and out of closets, all kinds of stuff. Second thing, Kiffin, when do you think he set the precedent? This is going to happen. A coach is going to leave mid-year. That's coming. So, I don't know, let's say Ryan Day, someone says, okay, I don't know, let's just say with another program, Texas. They say, we want to give you $20 million a year. Ryan Day says, great, I'm out of Ohio State mid-year. That's coming.
Man.
The next thing that's coming, and you can sit here and say it isn't going to happen, the NCAA, its rules, there's going to be a player or players that say, you know what? We want to leave mid-year. Guess what? We're going to take you to court. You can't stop us. That's coming.
I do think, Chad, it's interesting you bring that up. I was actually thinking about this with Kiffin and how it will be so difficult for people long-term to believe it when Lane Kiffin says that they should block out distractions and focus on the task at hand and finish the job. How will any player trust him? The only way you trust him is if it also serves your best interest. I mean, think about that. That is you mentioned that Lane Kiffin's a perfect coach. He is the perfect transactional coach. Because
I
guarantee you 80% of his players know he's full of crap when he's talking about stuff like this. When he's telling all his team to block out the noise. How about we had a texter bring up the documentary where he's like, yeah, change man. I'm a changed man. I know I've grown up. I've learned that you got to build roots and you got to stay where you're at.
This change is fluid.
All this stuff was garbage. It was total garbage.
It's fluid from you made the key point. He in a transactional sport of college basketball and college football, Kiffin is absolutely perfect for it.
But like, if you're a Lane Kiffin player and you're 4-4 for some reason, how is he going to get you to keep your nose to the grindstone? Because he could leave too any day. He's leaving, so you may as well leave.
Last question. No news out of North Carolina on the Belichick front. Nope. I have no idea how you can possibly bring him back. No buyout, no long-term deal. The NC State game was when I can't even say what I want to say about that game. Just put it, it was overall pathetic, the whole thing. And I just don't know how you can go another. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a terrible spot. But if we thought we couldn't go lower, we went lower. And maybe there's even a few more feet below. So just thought I'd ask you that question.
Let me
hear what you have to
say. Yeah, let me say this real quick, Chad, before we run here.
Yeah.
You know why you can't bail on this. Because if you bail on this after a year, it ain't about money. If you bail on this after a year, there's too many hands in a cookie jar that need this to work. There's too many prominent people who are not in charge of hiring coaches who decided to hire Bill Belichick. And they are the ones. The athletic director is not the hirer in this case.
No.
He was hired in a back room. And so those board of trustee members have to be right. This is not a situation where football stuff is at play. This is like the egos of people who took a big swing and they have totally missed and they can't admit it. That's what I think.
So you're telling me next year Bill Belichick's going to be the coach when they go to Clemson?
Yep. I think so.
Wow.
Because the people that weren't supposed to hire him can't admit they were wrong because there's too much at stake for them, personally and professionally, my opinion.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Tough time and Tar Heel Lane. Tough time. All right, 654 Roar is the number. When we come back, let's talk a little hoops. Speaking of North Carolina, Tar Heel Chad might like the hoops conversation we're about to have. You got more thoughts on coaches, Lane Kiffin? We'll talk about it. Hour 3 continues next.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the Upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family-friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Steffi. You may know me from your social feed. I go big for the holidays, so I'm going to Famous Footwear because the best gifts are giving famous. My friends and family are going to love all these styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, New Balance, Skechers, and more. With over 800 stores, you're never far from the perfect gift. So make your list and make it famous. Come in today for buy one pair, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it deep, down long. There's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Wing yo!
Continue on here in hour three of the program. Thanks for joining us here on The Roar Out of Bounds. Great to be back. Absolutely love it. This hour of the program is, of course, brought to you by our friends at Underdog. I love playing with Underdog. Yes, indeed. This is a privilege I did not have when I was in the Bahamas, but I will be back at it tonight with some college basketball, some NBA. This is a great time to get on the NBA action as well. You get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Just going higher or lower on your favorite player stats. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, all back and all for you to play on Underdog. Download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Ben, speaking of basketball, ACC-SEC Challenge is upon us. There are how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tonight. Is that right?
I think it's 9, but you might be right.
Maybe. I get
two,
confused.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You are right.
Okay, very good. So we've got 10 of those tonight in the ACC-SEC Challenge. Clemson will be at Alabama tomorrow. 6:45 pregame, right here on the Roar and across the Clemson Athletic Network, and then a 7:15 tip there in Tuscaloosa against the Crimson Tide.
Earlier today, 8 out of the 10, I want to say 8 out of the 10 matchups were favoring the SEC team. Some of these have flipped now. It is currently 6-4, if I'm counting correctly. I think the matchups tonight as a group are maybe more favorable than tomorrow night for the ACC. So I think tonight is an important night for ACC basketball. because of what happened last year. And we saw the impact and how it really ruined net rankings and credibility and all that going forward. Unfortunately, I guess it's unfortunate that the non-conference might be more important than your conference.
Yeah, these are big.
Across the sport.
A third of your schedule dictates how two-thirds of your schedule is going to be considered.
That's right. And the net does not give you bonus points for conference wins. I mean, every win, every loss is counts the same. But it is important the way that the net the way that formula works, that everybody's strength of schedule sort of feeds off of everybody else's in your conference when you get into that play. And if it starts off low, it's near impossible to raise it because everybody on your schedule, does that make sense?
Yes.
So the ACC-SEC thing, I mean, from a conference standpoint, that's why it's important to me because, you know, for Clemson, you need your opponents to have a strong strength of schedule.
34 in the net.
Before we get to strong net, rather.
Right. Yeah. How did you feel when the net rankings came out yesterday and Clemson sitting at 34?
I think they're in a great spot.
I do, too. I figured they'd be around 40.
They have not played the toughest non-con so far, and yet they're right there. That's a good spot, and – you know, I want to win one of these next two. I want to win both of these next two, but the next two being Alabama and BYU. But as long as you keep that thing close in both, you're going to go up in the net. That's the part that frustrates fans and also me. That, you know, now if you win, you're going to go way up. But, you know, from your strength of schedule numbers, you're about to go real high. They're Alabama, I believe, is 12th right now, and BYU is what'd you tell me earlier, like 8th or something?
They're 8th or maybe 9th in the poll that just came out. I think they're 9th in the poll that just came out.
Tonight there's some of these Tennessee, Syracuse. Tennessee's a 7.5 point favorite. Syracuse has been very much Jekyll and Hyde. The one thing that does go in their favor is that this game is in Syracuse, but I think Tennessee's a much better team than Syracuse.
Tennessee's first true road game, though. Now, they did beat Houston on a neutral, but a lot of home wins in there, so I'll be interested to see. I think there's some energy at Syracuse, and I'll be interested to see what that building feels like, especially if they start hot.
Of all of these lines, the one that might surprise me the most, Virginia Tech's a 1.5 point underdog at South Carolina tonight. From what I've seen of South Carolina and of Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech should win this game. I don't think South Carolina's a great basketball team yet. And, you know, Virginia Tech looks to be improved. Now, the thing with them is they're coming off of back-to-back losses, but to good opponents, St. Mary's and VCU. But they got just, I mean, they didn't look good at all against VCU in their last outing. So that plays a little bit into this.
Last game in Maui, sometimes you get the rather go home. You get a little bit of that. It felt like that's what I was watching. Some dead legs and maybe some disinterest there from Virginia Tech. I would like to take Virginia Tech straight up in this game, but I'm not sure I trust them on the road. Because I do think they're as good or better than South Carolina, but I don't know that I'm in a trustworthy spot with Virginia Tech yet.
That's one from a conference standpoint you kind of need to steal, though, in my mind. Figure out a way to get that one done. So I'll be keeping an eye on that tonight. Oklahoma's at Wake Forest. You know, I want to believe in Wake. Quark's playing the guitar, playing the banjo in here.
It's a jam session in the Joel.
You never know. Wake, I think, is better. Their two losses are to two very good teams by 1 point each in Michigan and Texas Tech. They played a bunch of close games, so I think that's a that's one Wake Forest should win. If you are, if Steve Forbes is who everybody's been telling me for the last couple of years that he really is this great mastermind head coach, then you, this is the kind of game that you've got to win.
Oklahoma's 1-6 against the spread, Ben. And I 4.5. Is that where I'm at?
4.5. Yep.
Oh man. What's our rule? Are we going with 10? Are we going back down to 10 since it's a lighter football schedule? Or are we staying at 15 for crossover?
I mean, we talked about guardrails earlier in the show, Quok.
Call me Kiffin. I'm a teenager. I just want to play Guitar Hero, Ben.
We're going to hold it at 10 a week.
Okay.
So that we don't overdo it.
I'll think about it. 4.5 is tough.
Looper, call us back, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Anxious to hear from you. Texas A&M at Pitt. This is another one. I think A&M is a 3.5-point favorite. You people know what Pitt's like. You don't ever know. Pitt and Wake are the same
team. We know that we don't know.
Pitt and Wake are the same team.
Pittsburgh, I want to believe in Pittsburgh, but I can't. Their roster is a little different. Like, they kind of had the continuity for a couple years. A lot of new pieces here. They lost to Quinnipiac like a week ago. West Virginia blew them out, but West Virginia beat them by 22.
Yeah. Back to Virginia Tech for a moment. Jed points out Toby Lawal was out for those two games.
Great point.
And he is a great player.
Yes. Great point. That's a game changer for them with the athleticism and the length. Great player.
Now, Florida goes to Cameron to play Duke tonight. Duke's an 8.5-point favorite. I think that's going to be a good game.
I think Duke will eventually win by double digits.
Do you?
I do. Guard play. Florida's guard play has been their fans are really, really upset with Todd Golden about they got Boogie Fland from Arkansas, and he's been running the point a lot, and it has not gone well. And the other kid they have, a point guard, that was a transfer. It's like an older transfer from Yale or somewhere. Princeton, I can't remember off the top of my head. Also not playing great. So they're like, they're basically, their fans are grumpy. Florida basketball fans are grumpy.
Yeah, one more and then we'll get Looper. Miami goes to Ole Miss. I don't believe Miami has played a true road game yet, so they take a page out of football there early in the season. I don't think Miami's going to win that one.
Yeah, I would say let's see about Miami. Let's go to Looper, who's up with us next. 654 Roars in our. What's up, Looper?
Nothing much. I want to ask you something. I mean, I've watching Locked On ACC and they brought up you know what happened to Florida in 2023, because remember they didn't have no precedent for it, you know, there was no rules or nothing like that, but they might, you know, just done it on their own. So in 2024, which I didn't know, they made some rules which gets in effect this year. Let's see if this they'll hold to these rules. I ain't talking about the equal Notre Dame and Miami, really, by their top part of this rule, Miami gets in. You know, if he moved Notre Dame, put them at, you know, 12. But this is the other one. Then it goes on. And other relative facts, such as unavailability of their players and coaches that may have affected a team's performance during the season, likely will affect postseason performance. You know, here they are, they lost their coach, offensive coordinator, you know, and he's main effect, because, you know, you can say, well, if he ain't there, they ain't going to perform too well, which they won't. And then it goes on, you know, and then they lost their coach, and some players are thinking about dropping out. So, you know, since they made that rule, I reckon they didn't see down the road that somebody's coach would leave. See, they made a rule. Let's see if they stick to it. You know, that is their bylaws, which went in effect for this season, for this tournament. You can go on the website and look at it. But see, when they made these rules back up 2024, I reckon they didn't look down the road far enough to see that something like this would happen with a coach and taking some of his coaches with him. By this bylaw here, they might could put them in, but, you know, they might be go somewhere, go down to 12th, or might even leave them out altogether, because it does affect their performance, and I want to hear your comments on it.
It's a good question, Looper. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Well, they also weren't thinking of they're not going to penalize an SEC team. If this is Virginia, if this is Tony Elliott leaving Virginia, then, yeah, 0.0 chance they're getting in. But we're talking about Ole Miss. We're talking about the SEC. We're talking about Greg Sankey. They're not going to leave him out. And for the record, I don't think they should leave him out.
Right. I want to talk about this on the other side. First, we got to tell you about Blockhaven, BLOCHaven.com. Rock climbing plus. Rock climbing with an asterisk. It is bouldering with accents. It is just a way to do rock climbing, to climb rocks, to have fun, but also do it as a part of your workout. Do it as a part of your kid's Saturday or your kid's after-school activities. To do it just because you love it. That's what's great about Blockhaven. There's some for everybody there. They have workout equipment there, so you can integrate into your workout. They have the deli there, so if you're a mom that's just needs to get the kids out of the house for an hour and a half, you could do that too. They have day passes. They have monthly passes, memberships. If you mention the Roar, you save 20% off that first day pass at blockhaven.com, BLOCHaven.com. Final segment of the program is next. Don't go anywhere.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the upstate and let our elves, friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road. Is this the
real? Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Your home for football all season long.
I miss big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sing my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to fly.
All right, final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us. We have lots of basketball tonight. I want to get to some of the games that we maybe didn't mention earlier when we were talking ACC-SEC Challenge. But Looper's point when we went out to break about Ole Miss. And, you know, I saw a tweet that I very much like. That if the committee did what I said they should do, and they should basically just say, this is how we feel, deal with it, then these things wouldn't matter. But when they try to over-explain themselves, they try to make sure you know that they followed a logical process, then what that means is that you can't stray away from that logical process ever at all. If they had just said, and this is what the tweet said, if they had just said, we think Alabama is better than Florida State, and not bring the quarterback into it at all, we think Alabama is better than Florida State. Prove us wrong. Too bad, so sad. We're going to put Alabama and Florida State's out, tough noogies. If they had just said that, then they wouldn't have an issue here. But the question Looper asked is, based on the stipulations that the committee's given, you have to take into account coaches who aren't going to be there. Ben, there are several offensive assistant coaches who also aren't going to be at Ole Miss in the college football playoff.
Yeah, see, the totality there is what I think is a bigger factor than just no Lane Kiffin.
I mean, and they are all offensive assists. I mean, I think Pete Golding pretty much kept the defensive staff. But there were lots of names that joined Lane Kiffin at LSU. Charlie Weiss Jr., offensive coordinator. Two different wide receivers coaches left. I'm trying to think. The strength coach left. The general manager left. Co-offensive coordinator, tight ends coach Joe Cox left. Senior director, player personnel, senior associate AD for football operations. His brother, who's a linebackers coach, is the only defensive coach that left. But yeah, wide receivers coach George McDonald, inside receivers coach Sawyer Jordan left. These are coaches that left, and I can confirm that those coaches are boots on the ground in Baton Rouge, like they are gone from Ole Miss. How do you possibly quantify? And the thing that I think the committee is going to do, Ben, is the committee is going to not ding Ole Miss considerably for this, and they are going to tell us it's because Ole Miss has not played a game yet. They haven't seen them play a game. If Florida State had forfeited the ACC championship game, I think they would have been in the playoff. If the committee's being truthful to us, I'm presupposing what the committee is going to say about why they haven't dinged Ole Miss or what their thought process, what their conversation was, and they are going to tell us that we're not sure about Ole Miss, but they haven't played a game yet, so we have to default to their schedule, as opposed to Florida State, who did play a game, and the committee, even though they won the game, was not impressed with it.
I know a lot of people want Ole Miss booted out. I am not one of those. I don't want to punish. I don't want to punish the players there, who have, despite all of this noise, continued to play pretty well. And I don't want them to be punished. And just because it happened, it was wrong when it happened to Florida State with Jordan Travis. I don't. Just because you were wrong once, I don't want you to be consistent when you were wrong. I also think, Lane Kiffin aside, Ole Miss is a good football team. Ole Miss is a playoff football team.
Ben, I agree with you on that. Do you think the committee is going to position itself to do something crazy here? Okay, and this is why I'm asking. We said last year we felt like the committee defaulted to conference championship game performances not being penalized by knocking teams out. So, for example, the AP Top 25 this week, which the committee does not have to use, but the AP Top 25 this week has Alabama at 10, Notre Dame at 9, Oklahoma at 8, Texas A&M at 7. It has BYU at 11, Miami at 12, Vandy at 13, Texas 14, Utah 15. Of those teams that you would consider like bubble teams, only a couple are playing this weekend. Most of those teams are not playing. If BYU loses, I think BYU is out, which I think is kind of a shame, but I think BYU is going to be out.
Well, I agree. They'd be two losses, and you're going to have several 0-1 loss teams.
Yeah, and you're going to have only 10 at-larges that go, or like the top 10 teams will go, because two conference champions at least are going to be outside of the top 10 with the ACC champion and then that group of five champion, or the two group of five champions if it's Duke. So there's been a lot of talk about Miami, and I'm trying to figure this out. Like, as somebody who has been arguing for Miami in various ways all season, why are people – like, do we think the committee is going to bump Miami up over BYU this week? Is that why people are bringing up the Miami-Notre Dame debate? I mean, to me, no, I think the committee has already decided Notre Dame is ahead of Miami.
And I think that's why people continue to push back, because that is just simply not right, that Miami be behind Notre Dame. Also, when you compare Miami and Oklahoma, I don't think Miami should be – they should at least be in that grouping. Let me say that.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing, but I feel like there are people who – I've read multiple columns this week of people who are like, and here we are at the end, and yes, as we suspected, Miami is better than Notre Dame. And well, it's like –
it's what I said a couple days ago, though. They have played mind games with us when it comes to Miami, because Miami has been the placeholder for the ACC champion, even though they had virtually no chance of being the ACC champion. But in our minds, they kept putting Miami on the screen, so subconsciously we knew, okay, well, Miami's in this thing. When actually, they're not. I mean, they might as well have put Georgia Tech there. I mean, they could have put anybody there.
Right. That's right. That's right.
But it was like, well, here's our token ACC pick. But Miami was never going to be that spot. We've ignored it because their name was on the screen.
Yes. That's a great point. That's why they should have just put whoever had the best chance in the FPI. Like, do whatever you want. But, yeah, putting Miami in there was nuts. I still say that just from a resume standpoint, the 10-win resume of wins that Miami has is as good as the 10-win resume of wins that Notre Dame has. And Miami has a head-to-head. what we are doing is we are rewarding Notre Dame for better losses if we continue to put Notre Dame ahead of Miami. Not because I don't think Notre Dame is better than Miami, because I do, but because Notre Dame, in my opinion, is not better enough than Miami for us to ignore all that, all the other factors and the head-to-head at the end of a 12-game schedule.
And who is one of those better losses for Notre Dame? Again, remind me.
Miami!
Okay, okay.
By the way,
Notre Dame gets credit for losing to Miami. Miami does not get credit for beating Notre Dame.
If I'm just going to ding, are we just dinging good teams? Can we just ding away? Texas A&M with South Carolina's schedule is like 8-4. Texas A&M, who did they beat? Who did Texas A&M beat? Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, that's one. Who's the second best win that Texas A&M has this year? They're 11-1. Who's their second best win?
Well, they want to tell you that it's LSU and Missouri, who neither one are ranked anymore.
Right, Missouri didn't beat a single ranked a team with a winning record, and LSU is LSU.
Listen, one thing that I know in the Miami conversation, there's going to be some good teams left out this year. I mean, there is. There's going to be some good teams left out of this thing. You know, the Vanderbilts and Utahs and hopefully not, but maybe even, you know, the BYUs of the world, they're going to be left out, and they're good enough in many other years to be in.
This is my issue with the committee, okay? Like, truly, this is my issue. We're going to play the losses game. They keep telling us this other stuff. Like, Texas A&M should be like 9. They should be behind Oklahoma. They should be behind Notre Dame. They might should be behind Miami. Not because I don't think they're any good, but because they don't have good wins. Texas A&M doesn't have good wins. But we're going to keep them up there because of the number of losses. So if we're going to play the losses game and we're not even going to consider that a one-loss team might be worse than a two-loss team, then how are you doing that to Miami and Texas A&M? I just don't understand. The committee is going to play the losses game all the way down, and they're going to play the results game all the way down, except for the one example of Miami and Texas A&M. If they were willing to do some other stuff all through the rankings, then that would be fine. But it's drawing the line at that one point that's weird. Again, I've been making this argument, and if they want to put Notre Dame over Miami, like I truly am okay with the argumentation for it. I truly am okay with the argumentation for Notre Dame over Miami. I disagree, but it's not my hill to die on, except for the fact that it's the only time that they're picking this weird hill.
Quickly, the other thing tonight is just, as we're talking about Ole Miss, one way they can kind of, you know, quietly punish Ole Miss is if you get them in a spot to where they're going to be below the 8 spot, then they're not going to host a home game.
Oh, they're for sure going to be the 9. And yeah, they're going to be like, oh, man, so close. Yeah, they're going to drop them. They're going to drop them 3 spots tonight. I think they are. Do you think they should be? You think that's what they should do? What would you do? If you were a committee member, Ole Miss was, where were they last? 6?
I mean.
Were they 6? They were 7 last week. What would you do with them?
I know what I want to do with them. I wouldn't move them a whole lot, though. I mean, I just wouldn't, unless there's like 3 teams with the exact same record and everything else looks the same. Then when I put those 3 teams in order, that, I mean, your coaching staff, that has changed. That might be something I would consider, but I'm using that as like the 3rd tiebreaker.
Okay. I wouldn't move them at all. Did they earn the 7th spot? Are they the 7th best team in America,
yeah,
based on what they've done on the field?
Those,
yeah,
players, because they were wrong with Florida State doesn't mean they have to be wrong with Ole Miss. And it's not the same situation.
I mean,
it's not the same.
To me, and Texas says this, let them have a home game. If you tell Ole Miss, yeah, your team was good enough to have a home game, except your coach left you, so now you don't get to, like, think about what you're saying to fans.
Yeah, and we're just talking about things that they might do. We're also talking about an SEC school. I mean, we're living in fantasy world. Do you think they're going to get?
Yeah, there's only so many schools that they could actually put ahead of Ole Miss. Hey, safe travels. Speaking of SEC, safe travels to Tuscaloosa. Eat some good barbecue.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless. What's up next?
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers.